When crazy people do crazy shit, we'll tell you about it first. This is True Crime Today from the Dark Side Up. Today's story comes to us from People. It's about a woman who wrote an essay on how to murder your husband. And now, incidentally, she faces murder charges and is on trial in her husband's death. Oh, the irony. You see, on the morning of June 2nd, 2018, Dan Brophy was filling buckets of ice and water at a sink, preparing for his day as an instructor at the Oregon Culinary Institute. Then someone came into the kitchen and shot him in the back. Brophy fell to the ground and was shot again in the chest at close range. He was found by students a short time later. His death shocked and saddened the Oregon culinary world, where Brophy, a chef who had a particular experience in mushrooms, was well known. Nobody seemed more distraught about it than his wife, Nancy Crampton Brophy, a self-published romance novelist who sold Medicare and life insurance policies. For those of you who are close to me and feel this deserved a phone call, you are right. But I'm struggling to make sense of everything right now, she wrote on Facebook the day after his death. Those who knew Brophy wondered how anyone could harbor animosity against him. I was in complete shock. Brophy's student, Madison Ambergedy, told People in 2018. In addition to his kitchen skills, Brophy was known for his generosity with local homeless communities. Those closest to him knew he had a dry wit about him and was known for Brophyisms. He also had other charming quirks, like making students wear oven mitts when they neglected to wash their hands, or making them wear a sombrero or a clown hat if they forgot their chef's hats. But in September of 2018, in a twist befitting her own romantic mystery novels, Crampton Brophy, the author of a 2011 tongue-in-cheek essay on a website entitled How to Murder Your Husband, was charged with murdering her husband. This week, 3 years after her arrest, Crampton Brophy is standing trial on murder charges in the death of her husband, who was her partner of more than two decades. Prosecutors allege Crampton Brophy killed her husband to benefit from a $1.5 million life insurance policy. She executed what she perhaps believed to be the perfect plan. The area's senior deputy district attorney, Sean Overstreet, told a jury in the trial's opening statements, the Oregonian reports all of the leads that detectives followed up on all pointed back to Nancy Brophy. Crafted Brophy's defense attorney, Lisa Maxfield, argued that her client had no reason to kill her husband and did not benefit from his violent death. Nancy Crampton Brophy has always been thoroughly, madly crazy in love with Daniel Brophy, and she still very much is in love with him to this very day, Maxfield told the jury, according to the Washington Post. Authorities disagreed. While there were no surveillance cameras in the institute where Brophy was shot, prosecutors argued Crampton Brophy was seen on video surveillance driving a minivan around the Culinary Institute between 6:39 a.m. and 7:28 a.m. on the day of the killing. Brophy arrived at the institute at 7:20. In addition, authorities said they discovered that Crampton Brophy purchased a 9mm pistol at a Portland gun show before her husband's death. Then she allegedly switched out the gun's barrel with a Glock slide and barrel she had purchased on eBay, thus being able to present a new, fully intact firearm to police that would not be a match to the shell casings that she left at the crime scene, prosecutors said in previous motions. Crampton Brophy previously told detectives that she and her husband bought the 9mm pistol after the Parkland, Florida school shooting, but said they never used it and didn't buy ammunition for the gun. Maxfield told the jury that Crampton Brophy purchased the side and barrel for research purposes. The couple seemingly had the perfect relationship. Dan's fondness for his wife was on full display in his classroom, where he'd affectionately refer to her as management. She was the love of his life, Dan's former student, Travis Richards, told People. The affection appeared mutual. On her website, Crampton Brophy described her marriage as having ups and downs, but more good times than bad. I can't tell you when I fell in love with my husband, but I can relate the moment I decided to marry him. I was in the bath. It was a big tub. I expected him to join me, and when he was delayed, I called out, "Are you coming?" she wrote. He answered, convinced me he was Mr. Right. "Yes, but I'm making hors d'oeuvres." Imagine spending the rest of your life without a man like that. The trial is set to last several weeks. For True Crime Today on the Dark Side of, I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Good luck out there.